So I'm going to talk about the French Wars of Religion. And I think we're much more aware than 20 years ago of the impact of civil war. Today we recognise that religious bigotry and civil conflict are the greatest threats to world stability. So it's an opportune moment to look back at Europe's wars of religion. The most important and prolonged of these was the French Wars of Religion. Not only did the conflict last 36 years from 1562 to 1598 and have a profound effect on the course of French history, but it had a lasting impact on Europe more generally. So in this talk, I'll introduce the Kingdom of France, I'll account for the outbreak of the wars and address why they lasted so long and were so violent. And finally, I'll have a look at their long-term impact on European history. So in the century that followed the end of the Hundred Years' War in 1453, France experienced an economic and cultural renaissance. By 1550, with a population of 18 million people, it was Europe's most populous state. It was also its most diverse. The kingdom was an amalgam of different provinces with a variety of customs, laws, and even languages. The provinces were proud of their independence and hostile to interference from Paris. The institution of monarchy was therefore very important. The king and his court was the only institution that personified and gave unity to the kingdom. In the first half of the 16th century, France was blessed with a succession of strong kings who ruled effectively using a combination of magnificence, bribery, and bullying. Under Henry II, who ruled from 1547 until 1559, power was balanced between two factions. One was led by the Duke of Montmorency, who was Constable of France, controlled the army. The other was headed by the Duke of Guise and his brother, the Cardinal of Lorraine, who was head of the Catholic Church in France. French kings promoted Renaissance learning and art to project magnificence. And this power can still be seen today in the magnificent Renaissance castles that dominate the landscape of the Loire Valley. There was an expansion of learning and literacy. Humanism put down deep roots in the cities, which grew rapidly in wealth and population in the first half of the 16th century. French cities became major centres of the European printing industry. Of particular importance was the rediscovery of Greek, the original language of the Gospels. The first vernacular French Bible was printed in 1530. By the 1550s, however, cracks were beginning to appear in the facade of Renaissance monarchy. For half a century, France had been locked in a struggle with Spain for domination of Europe. Whereas Spain enjoyed the advantages of the wealth which flowed from its world empire, France had to rely on taxes from its mainly agricultural economy. In 1557, the French suffered a crushing defeat at the Battle of Saint-Quentin. The capture of the French commander Montmorency exacerbated factionalism at court. From his captivity, Montmorency did a deal with Spain and pressed for peace. The Guise, on the other hand, had a strong interest in continuing the war. In 1558, the Duke of Guise seized Calais from Spain's English allies. As a reward, King Henry II married his son and heir Francis to Guise's niece, Mary Stuart, Queen of Scots. The Guise dreamed of realising Mary's claim to the whole of the British Isles. But France was bankrupt and famine stalked the land. Despite opposition from the Guise, Henry II sued for a humiliating peace with Spain in 1559.